The relatives of seven people who died in the September 11th terrorist attacks are suing a federal fund set up to compensate victims' families. They claim it's running roughshod over victims' rights and fails to deliver what Congress promised when it established the fund as part of an airline bailout bill. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
It'd be hard to imagine a scenario where the government could offer compensation to thousands of victims' families and no one would walk away unhappy. The losses suffered on September 11th were so staggering and so searing that as Special Master Kenneth Feinberg himself says, no amount of money can undo the pain. But ever since Feinberg came up with his formula to calculate individual payouts, he's been bombarded with criticism. The lawsuit filed this weekend accuses Feinberg of shortchanging the very victims he was appointed to serve. John Cambria is attorney for the victims' families.
We understand that it's a complicated, hard to please all of the people all of the time sort of task, but where we have people literally getting 5 or 10% or only 20 or 30% of what they're entitled to under the statute, then we believe that's wrong and needs to be redressed.
Cambria's clients all lost loved ones who worked for Cantor Fitzgerald. They argue Feinberg's rules undervalue victims' future earnings and discriminate against singles and higher-income families. None of the families would speak about the suit, but as one put it in a written statement, the simple fact is that we need more help. Another victims group called Fix the Fund says it's likely to file its own lawsuit shortly, challenging, among other things, the fund's $250,000 cap on damages for pain and suffering. Group founder Charles Wolfe lost his wife in the World Trade Center. He says if the government wants to restrict victims' rights to sue the airlines, the government must also offer a fund that would approximate what families might get in court.
This is our access to justice. This is our due process. And it is designed to compensate us for damages. The basic formulation for how the fund works should work the same way as it would have worked in court. And it's not being worked the same way.
But legal scholars say it would be wrong to expect the fund to be a dollar-for-dollar replacement for the tort system. Brooklyn Law School professor Anthony Seebach says Congress never intended for the fund to pay victims with taxpayer money, the same thing they might have won in court. He says Feinberg is administering the fund as the compromise it was intended to be.
He cannot simply just convert this into a shortcut around the tort system. That would be in principle just simply wrong. And therefore, he must provide some kind of practical discount against the tort system. Otherwise, what he's doing is not only going to be in violation, I think, of what Congress wanted, but also would be a dead letter for any future programs like this.
For his part, Feinberg has declined to comment on the specifics of the lawsuit, except to reiterate that he believes the compensation fund is, quote, both reasonable and fair. In the past, Feinberg has said he's mindful of being fair not only to victims, but to taxpayers as well. As it stands now, the cost is estimated at $4 to $5 billion. It's a fine line for Feinberg to walk. This grand experiment in government compensation may be considered a failure if it becomes too expensive, but it will also fail if it's not generous enough to encourage more people to apply rather than to sue the airlines, which is what Congress was trying to prevent in the first place. Tovia Smith, NPR News.